E.M. Bounds said, when we calmly reflect upon the fact that the progress of our Lord's kingdom is dependent upon prayer, it is sad to think that we give so little time to the holy exercise of prayer. This is Daniel White III with a special National Prayer Day episode of the Prayer Motivator Minute, number 867. And I am here to remind you that there is still great power in prayer to God Almighty in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God for the National Day of Prayer 2017, and we want to encourage all believers in Christ to pray in His name today, morning, noon, and night, and to pray without ceasing for this country. Our prayer motivator verse from the Word of God today is 2 Chronicles 7:14, which reads, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Our prayer motivator quote today is from an unknown author. He said, "No blessing of the Christian life becomes continually possessed unless we're men and women of regular, daily, unhurried, secret lingerings in prayer." Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we want to thank you for those of us who are citizens and those who live in America but are not citizens, for allowing us the blessing of being in the greatest country in the history of the world besides Israel. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we also pray for your blessings and protection upon this great country called America. And we pray also for the president and the new administration, that you will lead, guide, and direct them in the way that you would have them to go. And on this momentous day, we thank you for leading our new president to sign an executive order protecting religious freedom. We pray that you would continue to bless America and help us to truly reposition ourselves so that we can be blessed. Help us to confess our sins, our failures, and our faults. Help us to repent and to get our hearts right with you before it is eternally too late. Revive those of us who are Christian, save those who are lost, and cause an awakening to take place in this country for your glory, praise, and honor, and for the lifting up of your Holy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. For it is in His name we pray, and for His sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you the way. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, and our bodies are buried in a grave because of sin. But we also die spiritually because of sin and go to a place called hell if we never trust Jesus Christ, God's gift to the world, as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Accept the fact, dear friend, that you're on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28 himself, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but you will be glad to know I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said it himself in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. There is no difference between the black and the white, the red and the yellow. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.